Good morning. It's November 17th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. You're listening to The Wind in the Aspens. Today's title is The Branch Alone. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. John 15:4 NIV. Earlier this summer, we took a 10-day vacation in Maine. It was wonderful to see family, enjoy the spectacular coast, get out on the water, take hikes in the woods, and just breathe. When I returned, however, I experienced the same thing many of my colleagues have noted, and it happens to all of us every time. Just a couple weeks away and you have to think about the name of the instrument you reach for in a surgery, or you even have to think about what the next step is. Recalling each one of your myriad passwords for your own computer, the office's EMR, the hospital's EMR, etc., etc., suddenly takes an effort and a moment. This phenomenon occurs with the younger physicians as well, so it's not just a getting old thing. It turns out that medicine is one of those things in which you have to immerse yourself, surrounded by others who either have a similar role to yours or interact and support you in hundreds of ways in order to function at your full potential. In other words, when you've been on your own, even for a very short time, you quickly realize that you can't be away from, quote, the source, unquote, for very long and continue to function. It reminded me of the verse above. What, after all, does remain in me really mean? It means faith in the Savior, right? But what does it mean practically? It means prayer, studying the Word, communal worship, and service. That's how you maintain a relationship, by staying involved on every level possible. You don't have to worry about the "and I and you" part, because Jesus is completely faithful and trustworthy. He won't be going anywhere if he says he's staying with you. When you're in love with someone, you long to be with them. You have no desire to go it alone. You can feel in the deepest part of you that going it alone no longer works. Jesus is the vine, and being the branch by yourself won't lead to anything for anybody, not even yourself. Stay connected. Talk to him. Read your mail from him. After all, he wrote you a very long love letter. Talk about him to your friends. Sing about the two of you together. Worship him with the people you love. A branch without a vine is, well, just a stick. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. How on earth do we forget to tell you that? How do we forget to share that? How do we forget to read your letters to us? Remind us, Spirit, that loving doesn't mean separating ourselves from the object of our adoration with silence, or by ignoring the one we love day after day. Help me to start every day anxious, to invite my Savior to work through me, and end every day thanking him for showing me how that happened. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.